It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week, a book of poems reflecting on the furnace stacks that drove Pennsylvania's 19th century iron-making industry. Abby Miner reviews Pennsylvania Furnace.
How do we love the land, even as we participate in doing damage to it? How do we honor those who have come before us, even as we acknowledge the destruction they advanced? These are the questions that came to me as I read Pennsylvania Furnace, a new book of poems by Julie Swarstad Johnson. In poems that weave effortlessly, sometimes magically, between past and present, Johnson considers the significance of resource extraction in relation to American lives. Her poems step back and forth across the continent, juxtaposing the Arizona desert cities of the author's home with the ridges and valleys of central Pennsylvania. Here in Appalachia, where her parents are from, Johnson finds the remnants of Pennsylvania's booming 19th century iron-making industry and goes on a journey to learn about those old furnace stacks that stand, as one poem puts it, like lone towers left from fortresses by the roadside. Like students of this local history who came before her, Johnson acknowledges that although she's from elsewhere, perhaps my foreign eyes can see what you have grown accustomed to, what you have overlooked. I grew up in Center County, but seeing it through Johnson's foreign eyes is a revelation. In carefully researched persona poems, she speaks in the voices of people who lived and worked in Curtin and Hopewell villages, who kept Center Furnace, Greenwood Furnace, and others blazing through the night. She meditates on not only the difficulty but the beauty of these lives. One poem describes the hellish light of a relentlessly productive furnace, the red flush at midnight that seeps in at the edges of dreams. Throughout these poems is Johnson's ecological eye. She speaks to barn swallows and imagines a river walking up into the sky where it remembers the riverbed, crush of sand and pebbles rolling along against its electric skin. Yet beauty in these poems is fraught. The poet imagines a mule team pulling oar, their ears cupped to hold in the bell's songs. Then she quickly amends the image, writing, "Pity yourself, you who hear them as songs." Johnson praises and doubts like a pilgrim, and indeed her thinking is taught with pilgrimage and exodus, with rich and surprising biblical allusions. Hers is a voice alive with all the complexities one wants from a spiritual thinker. The poems in Pennsylvania Furnace are provocative and quiet, yet the question that smolders at the heart of the book isn't discreet. These poems seem to ask, finally, where is it that we live, in a world of paradise or destruction? If there is an answer, Johnson puts it this way: the mountains might never look so beautiful as they do tonight, on fire.
That book is Pennsylvania Furnace by Julie Swarstad Johnson. Reviewer Abby Miner is the founding director of Ridgelines Language Arts, a nonprofit that provides community writing programs. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.